The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents...
We love the earth.
Normal Show Live! Marijuana Nation! Now, here's your host... Normal's outreach coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is Tuesday, January 31st, 2012, and does anybody else feel older today? Hey, it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us. We are going to have a great show today. Joining us, we've got a whole full studio to my right. We got Wiz Calico here sitting on the camera too. How you doing there, Calico?
Hello. Quite well. Glad to be here.
At the end of the table, we got Ganja John.
What's up, Russ?
Just aging.
Yeah.
Just aging, man.
Me too, man.
Yeah, everybody.
Me too. You're in your 45th year.
Yeah, I'm in my 45th year, the beginning of the 45th year, the 44th birthday.
He's 44 years old, but he's beginning his 44th year.
I like to say that I'm middle-aged because I plan to live to be 88, and next year I plan to live to be 90.
I like it.
Also joining us, Todd Armstrong with Todd's Toker Topics today. How you doing?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Great. What is the topic for today?
It is labels.
Labels. All right. We'll get to that. Brian Blanken here with us, too, as well, hanging out. Adam Hand from Handmade Apparel sitting over there on the couch. We'll be showing off some of the handmade gear. Also coming in a little bit later, Subcool from Team Green Avenger, TGA Genetics, got a new clothing line. We're going to show off some of that, talk to Subcool about his show Weed Nerd and everything that's going on there. But before we get to all of that, let's go to our virtual studio in Grastoria, Oregon, where our senior news editor, Cannabis Carrie, is standing by. Hello, Carrie.
Hello. I was going to say add some chips and salsa, and that really does sound like the perfect birthday for you
today. I know. We got more bandwidth here for the show. The CenturyLink guy came over here, and we made sure it was running at ultimate bandwidth, so I got that.
That's awesome.
A Packers Super Bowl victory I got for my birthday.
Yeah.
I got that last year, though, so you can't get the same thing every year, can you? Carrie's got the hemp headlines. What's coming up in the news today?
Well, today we've got a story coming out of California. I've kind of got two competing stories. It's kind of funny. Two stories, two counties right next to each other, different outcomes. We're going to tell you about that. And also, first up, though, some new tactics from the DEA agents, hopefully not coming to a state near you. We're going to start off with that story today on the Hemp Headlines.
All right. Also on today's show, it's Electric Tuesday, and Cannabis Cure is going to be bringing us the Electric Tuesday starting next week. He just got a song uploaded for today, but I'm taking on the song today because, well, it's my birthday, and we're going to party like it's my birthday, but we're not going to sip Bacardi like it's my birthday. So stay tuned for Electric Tuesday. I got a hip-hop tune from 2006 that I'm bringing back from the grave. Also, we've got a guest, Ruth Liebsman-Martinayak from Empire State Normal. She's the president of the organization there in New York State. All of that and more coming up on Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Hi, I'm Radical Russ. One of the best things about marijuana is the wonderful aroma. But when you travel a lot like I do, that aroma becomes a suspicious smell. That's why I endorse stealth-products.com, the leaders in smell-proof containers. From smell-proof vacuum bags to smell-proof backpacks and duffel bags, all the way to smell-proof digital safes, stealth-products.com has you covered. Stealth-products.com brings you safe, secure, odorless layers of protection with activated carbon fiber. Backpacks and duffel bags are simple black so as not to attract attention with a logo or a flashy design. Now, nothing is perfectly odor-controlled from the detection of drug dogs, but with proper vigilance, containers from stealth-products.com will help you avoid nosy humans.
You're now listening to Elliot Beats.
Stealth-products.com. Stealth-products.com.
This is Normal Show Live.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. In my job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of Normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network. Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
Montana legislator Representative Diane Sands has had her name connected with a DEA investigation into the state's medical marijuana program. Representative Sands, a Democrat from Missoula, has sponsored medical marijuana regulation bills and worked last year on an interim committee working with the Montana Medical Board to hammer out common sense regulations for Montana's medical marijuana program. The committee's effort resulted in strict rules that would have imposed a new regulation but kept the industry substantially intact. In the end, those new rules were pushed aside and the Republican-controlled legislature enacted a far more rigorous regulatory system that has decimated enrollment numbers into the program. She has told media outlets in the past that after her fight in the Capitol last year to limit the program, that the only viable action open to Montana and other states concerning cannabis laws is to change the federal law. Representative Sands, she is used to having her name in the papers because that comes with the territory of being a liberal politician in the Montana legislature, but she is deeply offended and troubled to the recent actions of the DEA. Representative Sands' name has surfaced as a possible witness in a federal drug investigation when it was asked if Representative Sands might be part of a conspiracy to sell medical marijuana. The question came from Drug Enforcement Administration agents from Billings when they were investigating medical marijuana businesses. They were asked if the defendants had tried to bribe public officials, bringing her name up. Sands learned about the inquiry from the witness's attorney. Sands, who along with serving on the legislature, is the development director for the Historical Museum at Fort Missoula, said back in March, the state, with the help of federal agents, served 25 search warrants in one day on medical marijuana dispensaries all over the state. Along with those warrants came four civil seizure warrants that was looking to confiscate over $4 million. As those cases are working their way through the system and the DEA agents are working leads connected to those cases, that's where her name came up. The chilling question is now, if you are a state legislator working on medical marijuana laws, are you part of a conspiracy to sell marijuana? At least one other legislature declined comment regarding the DEA questions about the legislator's duties out of concern over additional harassment. Even the American Civil Liberties Union in Montana, a group with many attorneys, has spoken with outside attorneys in regards to their advocacy work regarding marijuana in the state. Sad times.
Yeah, it's almost like the federal government's acting like a, you know, wounded animal, just, you know, fighting back, just desperate to stop the growing trend now where more people think marijuana ought to be legalized than think it ought to remain prohibited. They've reached the tipping point and they're desperate, and they're reaching out now with tactics to try to put, you know, a chilling effect on legislators who are working to improve and regulate marijuana in their state. According to in Montana, they're medical marijuana law that they've got going there. This is an abomination. This is not what we need in our democracy, to have our federal government threatening our state legislators, either overtly or subtly here in this case. This cannot be stood for. This is a total violation of what our federal system is all about. And it just shows you the lengths to which these prohibitionists will go, how much of our civil liberties, how much of our governmental structure they will attack to try to defend this indefensible prohibition. It's got to stop, and the representative is right. It's got to come at the federal level before any of us will see the true freedom we deserve.
And the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department has made the decision to cancel the county's medical marijuana collective permit program. Last week, the Mendocino Board of Supervisors voted to end the permitting program that had been in place for registering cannabis collectives. The supervisors have been discussing ending the permit process in recent meetings, citing pressure from the U.S. Attorney's Office that warned them that their cannabis collective permitting laws were at odds with federal law. The popular program in Mendocino County, California, allowed growers of cannabis collectives to grow up to 99 plants at a time after registering the grow site and allowing sheriffs to do a monthly inspection on the plants, which had to be individually identified with a zip tie. The program has been in place for 2 years, and last year, thanks to the inspection fees, the Mendocino Sheriff's Department collected $633,230 just last year alone. They were certifying that marijuana grown under the permits was for medical purpose only. County law limits patients or caregivers to 12 plants, so that law will now revert to that. So legal medical gardens in Mendocino County are now limited to just 12 plants. Federal attorneys in California have been cracking down on medical marijuana operators, sending dozens of threatening letters warning operators and landlords that they will face lawsuits or even jail if they don't shut down. Prosecutors have said that their goal is to eliminate cannabis operations that have no ties to medical uses and to get dispensaries away from schools and parks. Officials said that the move to eliminate the collectives would not financially affect any other county departments. The Mendocino Sheriff's Department that will lose all those revenues has said they will not be laying off any deputies due to the shortfall. In speaking to the San Francisco Chronicler, Sheriff Tom Allman from the Mendocino Sheriff's Department said that the move didn't take every tool away from his toolbox. He said that they still offer voluntary zip tie permits for about $25 a piece, down from the $50 they charged under the program. He said that last year they raised about $60,000 just with that, adding, quote, "There is still time for more to happen between now and April around growing season when we usually collect our fees, but I certainly see this as a step backward," unquote.
Well, yeah, this is certainly a step backward. I mean, think about what's going on here. You've got a situation where the federal government keeps saying, oh, these medical marijuana growers, it's going to be diverted to the black market. They're going to be hiding criminal activities here. And so the people in Mendocino and the sheriff, they cooperate with their law enforcement to try to say, all right, well, if that's your issue, we'll find a way to make sure, we'll try to make clear who are the medical growers. We'll try to make sure everybody's on the up and up here. We've got citizens agreeing to have monthly inspections from law enforcement to come to see if they're in compliance, and using zip ties on every single plant they're growing. People putting up with intrusions into their liberty that nobody else would think to have to put up with in most other cases, they're putting up with, and they're saying, fine, we'll do it. We'll be as legal as you want us to be. Just let us be legal. And the federal government, that's not good enough for them. They need marijuana to remain illegal. They need it to remain dangerous and in criminal hands, because the marijuana itself isn't dangerous enough to scare anyone. They have to have the ancillary violence and drug trade and all of those damages that we get from prohibition before anybody is ever scared of marijuana. Well, fortunately for us, they are losing this battle. The public perception is on our side. More people now believe marijuana is safer than alcohol, than the opposite. We are winning this battle. And again, this is just the last throes of the insurgency, if you will.
And just south of Mendocino County from that last story, San Francisco's medical cannabis dispensary program has resumed their licensing and inspecting of marijuana collectives. Department of Public Health officials announced on Monday that the application process is now back on after weeks of being suspended. New applications had stopped being processed in December when a ruling in a state appeals court said that California cities violated federal laws by regulating and permitting medical marijuana. That was Park versus City of Long Beach. But that ruling was vacated when the California Supreme Court agreed to hear an appeal, and San Francisco City Attorney gave the health department their blessing to resume its program on January 20th. But then the department announced last week that all applications were still on hold indefinitely. But now the agency did use the time off of the program to clarify some rules. Existing dispensaries must now sign a statement swearing, but thankfully not pinky swearing, that all medical marijuana sold on site is cultivated in California and comes from a grower who is a member of the dispensary's nonprofit collective. Also, medical marijuana-laced food produced by companies outside San Francisco that is now being sold at many dispensaries throughout the Bay Area are banned at the city dispensaries. Also, in the memo from Larry Kessler, a senior inspector at the health department who runs the dispensary program, says dispensaries may not sell or distribute medical cannabis or medical cannabis products produced by commercial enterprises or by another collective or cooperative. San Francisco was the first city in California to actually license dispensaries in 2005 by the Board of Supervisors. The city has 21 medical marijuana businesses existing now, but starting today, they are accepting applications if someone would like to open a new dispensary.
You know, they've always been most progressive in the San Francisco Bay Area on getting these regulations put through and, you know, making sure people have access to their medicine. Good news to hear that they're moving forward with this, and we will keep you posted as we get more details.
Stupid Stoner Stories.
As a public service, Normal reminds you that smoking marijuana will not make one stupid. However, some stupid people do smoke marijuana. Don't be one of those stoners that make the rest of us look bad. Learn your lesson from today's
Stupid Stoner Stories.
A young man in Riverdale, Missouri, I knew that music was coming, damn it, was charged with possessing more than 50 grams of marijuana or less after police say they collected loose marijuana that was scattered on front of the seat of his vehicle, along with several partially smoked joints littered on the floorboards of his car. The 18-year-old was stopped for having faulty brake lights, and during that stop, the officer said he could smell marijuana coming from his car. A drug dog was called to the scene, and they were able to locate additional marijuana located in a safe in the trunk. In addition to controlled substance charges, he was charged with drug paraphernalia, operating a motor vehicle with a dangerous substance aboard, along with failure to maintain working lamps on his car. Probably an old law. I guess we call them taillights now. Yeah. But a failure to exhibit his valid driver's license. So this is just really, truly a public service announcement to my fellow tokers. Just like paying your bills, bathing, and scheduling meals, you might want to keep your car clean and maybe vacuum once a week or so.
Yeah. 50 grams or less. Did they say what the total amount was that they
were able to collect? They didn't. I really looked into that, and they didn't. But it sort of made it sound like in the story that there was enough loose marijuana just scattered on a seat that was actually part of the weight.
Oh, wow. All right. Thanks for the story, Carrie. Appreciate it. All right. We got one more story here, and this is just news that I received from Steve Cubby from the Regulate Marijuana Like Wine initiative in California. 62% of Californians in the latest poll support regulating marijuana like wine. A recent poll reveals California voters by a 62-35 margin, with 3% unsure, support a ballot initiative to regulate marijuana like wine. The statewide poll by Fairbank, Maislin, Mahlin, Metz & Associates Incorporated surveyed 800 likely voters and found that 80% of the respondents agreed with the statement, state and federal drug laws are outdated and have failed. Therefore, we need to have a new approach that makes sense for today. Voters in California will have an opportunity to take that new approach this November with the Regulate Marijuana Like Wine Act of 2012, which will allow the state to regulate and tax marijuana and hemp. The California Attorney General has projected, quote, savings of potentially several tens of millions of dollars annually to state and local governments of the cost of incarcerating and supervising certain marijuana offenders, end quote, as well as potentially generating, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars in net additional tax revenues related to the production and sale of marijuana products, end quote. Likely voters also agree, by a margin of 71-24, that state and local law enforcement agencies spend too much time, money, and resources enforcing marijuana laws. RMLW Treasurer and congressional candidate Steve Collette hailed the poll results as evidence of widespread support for ending marijuana prohibition in California and nationwide. Quote, there is no policy that is more discriminatory or wastes more tax dollars. This initiative helps farmers, reduces prison overcrowding, relieves burdens on the courts, generates revenues for the state, and frees up police to work on real crimes, end quote. Jack Cole, co-founder of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, a 50,000-member organization of police, prosecutors, judges, and supporters, said, quote, Leap believes the citizens of California are far ahead of the federal government in assessing a policy that will reduce death, disease, crime, and corruption when they register 62% support for the initiative Regulate Marijuana Like Wine. Good luck to the initiatives in California, Washington, Colorado. Everybody who's trying to legalize marijuana, get involved. See what you can do. Check out our website at normal.org for more info. All right, folks, we got to take a break. Ganja John would normally say that, but we are getting Subcool and a bunch of other people here in the studio, so we'll be back after this break. Light them up. It's 20 after.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man, reefer man? If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect, and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure, I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
This is Peter Tosh for Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Did you know that more than 400,000 Americans were arrested last year for the possession of marijuana? People are being sentenced to up to 40 years for even standing beside a joint. Well, I think it is definitely time for you to help doing something towards this. To find out what you can do, just write Normal, N-O-R-M-L.
1600 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2006. That's 1600 K Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2006.
Help Normal to help protect your rights.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Electric Tuesday, our segment featuring the best of modern electric music in the genres of dance, new age, house, and experimental. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, folks. For today, we are bringing you a song from Houston, Texas. This is a group called Da Blacknicks, and it's an abstract hip-hop group from Houston with old school, new school, and futuristic sounds. Da Blacknicks' music is a mixture of hip-hop blends and jazz undertones. QN and Bomalo make up Da Blacknicks and have been performing together for over a decade. Now, if you're wondering why we're playing a hip-hop tune on Electric Tuesday, it's because it's my birthday today, and I'll play whatever I damn well feel like. So today, in honor of not only my own birthday, but Executive Director of Safer Alternatives for Enjoyable Recreation, Mason Tavert, happy birthday, Professor Jeffrey Myron, the economist from Harvard University, who is part of the ProhibitionCost.org study that you can look at, ProhibitionCost.org, that found out that we'd save and make $14 billion total per year if we were to legalize marijuana. And in case you're wondering, happy birthday also to Justin Timberlake, Portia de Rossi, and Nolan Ryan, among others. So here we go. In honor of our birthdays, let's raise it up, blaze it up. This is Da Blacknix.
Everyone on the floor, on the floor. Get this. Balls on the floor, Get a blast. Lays on the floor, Raise that ass. Raise it up.
Coming straight from the bottom of the U.S. When niggas are stressed, they want a test. But my thoughts manifest through all this madness. I drop an address for my status. So tell me who's the fattest. In this apparatus, it's the Q.N. So do it to my crazy ill tactics with the mellow. Yo, it comes to blackness, cause all I wanna do is make you bounce, bounce, bounce. You throw the wrist with my ice on your wrist. I got this lock like a vice on your wrist. I spit like this when the mic's on my wrist. From New York to LA to Chi-Town to H-Town, this is how we get down to Blacknix sound.
Let's go, give me the power, it's a champion tower. Do I get the face travel up, my alias? You that, like on shit, microphone on Yahoo chat. I'm a mellow, the chameleon. I'm the old, the call the young. And it's all right, you're tall. Ladies, take your lips. One for you more. The man is a Lenny, don't you be late. Step before the asteroid, J97 year 2023. The little negro is my style. Like the machine, version of the now. I'm so versatile, you can't my style. So I got the ass, take a sundial. My style also interchangeable. Like Biggie said, it's so unbelievable.
So all my brothers on the fly.
Raise it up.
So all my honeys making it high.
Blaze it up.
To all my dogs in the cut.
Raise it up.
To all my honey shaking butt.
Change it up. It's Abo Mellow's from outside New York with my crew. H-Town location, but at least I thought you knew. Check out the overview for keep of the weather. Put your raincoat with your leather. Or your full gear. Be careful because it's driving suckers this year. Oh, I live out fat farm, so put away your power on. Could we mean you no harm? Look at that honey. Come here, girl. Let me touch you with my charm. Tell her to report back to your lab. Oh, I'm in the temple. Try out rhyme, some hard, some simple. Your speed is how we get there. So fantastic. I transform to the Afro-Asian identity. That goes through my metamorphosis. I can hit two voices. That's true. This is how the innovator, the creator, I'm about to sound. Whole planet and Orion's built. Where put down the slow down.
To all my brothers on the block.
Raise it up.
To all my honeys making it hot.
Blaze it up.
To all my dogs in the cut.
Raise it up.
To all my honeys shaking butt.
Change it up.
Senior cultivation editor, I'm often called into the field and asked to sample or even identify exotic strains of marijuana in their natural habitat. Now, for the first time, I've compiled more than 120 of my favorite strains into this single field guide designed to fit into your pocket as you travel the world in search of your favorite plant. From a friend's closet grow room to the wilds of Northern California, this single guide covers all of today's best-known strains, plus heirlooms and throwbacks, including High Times quality photos and information on each variety's genetic heritage and growing characteristics, plus my personal notes on aroma, flavor, and potency. So this is Danny Danko, author of the official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains, wishing you good times and great ganja.
The official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains is available at hightimes.com and finer bookstores.
Catch Normal News with Cannabis Carry every weekday on Normal Show Live at 7 p.m. Eastern here on the Normal Network.
Marijuana and alcohol are the two most popular recreational drugs in America. Marijuana smoking is non-toxic, relatively safe, and has a low risk of dependence.
years after COVID.
Alcohol drinking is potentially fatal, dangerous to society, and is quite addictive. Marijuana is safer, so why are we driving people to drink? That's the question of the new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? By Paul Armentano, Mason Tvert, and Steve Fox. Visit Amazon.com or ChelseaGreen.com today to order your copy of Marijuana is Safer, or visit MarijuanaIsSafer.com.
Here at Normal Show Live, we spend all week taking a look at the tragedy of American marijuana prohibition. But it's important to take a break and remember that we are a vibrant, diverse, and oftentimes hilarious community of people. So our friend, comedian Todd Armstrong, joins us to poke fun at one of Todd's toker topics.
All right, Lovin' Tuesday's coming around. We got Todd Armstrong in the house. Hi, Todd.
Hello, hello.
All right, so let's get right into it. Todd's toker topic for today is labels, right?
Labels, yes.
Let's get into it.
Well, I do enjoy labels. I'm a nerd. I like to read things, and I'm being a big weed nerd sitting right here next to Subcool because I love how much he labels his seed packs, which not often too many people do. But I love how I was reading an article about how the FDA is starting to process and get approval for THC in pill form because they want it to be labeled correctly. And I find that shocking that the only real restriction to deregulation today is labeling. But we look at cigarettes. They wanted to get the exact same cigarettes that Canada had brought in the United States, where people had pictures of, like, diseased lungs and gross teeth and people smoking through trach rings. But we have no beer labels with pictures of, like, fist fights, fat girls, or babies. And that's ridiculous. I think that's ridiculous that they're concerned about pot not being labeled correctly. I mean, sincerely, are you really worried about pictures of, like, guys like Ganja John as a real warning label on the side of a bottle? That's the worst case scenario I've ever seen with pot. And he's a pretty goddamn happy guy. I mean, you can have real pictures of, like, reggae concerts on the side of bottles as a real concern. Too many video game collections. These are real warning labels. But most important is that I'm sick and tired of people being labeled as unprofessional potheads. I'm a comedian. I'm a professional pothead. I know that line. I live my life on free weed and free black T-shirts. I pay attention to labels. And I love about how Portland, in this day and age, if you want to speak your voice and get against prohibition, you're labeled a heretic. But often, history reveals that heretics are often labeled heroes in the long run, so you can choose your labels today. And the one thing I love about pot is that it's continually, and we are continuing to fight the gateway theory. That's the one label I want to fight most against, because I'm sick and tired of hearing on TV where people say, well, I started with pot, and then I eventually graduated to crack cocaine. And I find it ironic that most people that graduate to crack cocaine don't graduate high school. So I guess I'm kind of glad I just dropped out at pot. But I guess I'm just a loser in that regard. But it can't be labeled a gateway drug when it's the person that's the problem. So we need to address the issue that pot is not the issue, and we need to label it what it is, a plant. And we need to continue to treat it like it is and label it like an heirloom tomato and let fabulous growers do what they want with it. I know it's a little dated and I know it's a little weird, but most importantly, please, please, fabulous people of the world like Adam Hand, who makes these fabulous T-shirts, no more labels, please, because no potheads like a label touching them, because when we're high, we feel that. Labelless clothing, no seams. Thank you very much. I'm Todd Armstrong. See you next
week. Yeah. Todd Armstrong. All right, so you got to give us the lineup here as far as I know there's comedy festivals and performances coming up, so what's happening for Todd Armstrong?
Pendleton. I'll be at Pendleton on Thursday at the big Wild Horse Casino out there in the Gorge, and then down at Grants Pass on Friday. And then most importantly, Saturday night, Ridgefield, Washington, Honest Comedy with Ian Carmel, my show I do. I got 10 tickets for who anybody else wants to call into the show that wants to come out and hang out. I would love some Normal Show folks to come at the Ridgefield, Washington, and see really genuinely the best comedy show I can put together in the Northwest.
So, all right.
Saturday right at 7:30.
All right. Check that out. And when we come back, we are going to be speaking with Subcool from Team Green Avenger. Got new stuff to show us. A show and tell, I suppose, with Subcool. Stick around. It's Normal Show Live. We're back right after this.
I have to say that there was one question that was voted on that ranked fairly high, and that was whether legalizing marijuana would improve the economy and job creation. I don't know what this says about the online audience, but the answer is no. I don't think that is a good strategy to grow our economy. So.
Yes.
there's nothing funny about nearly 1 million lives wrecked by a marijuana arrest every year, Mr. President. Politely tell President Obama what you think about legalization by calling the White House at 202-456-1111. This is Normal Show Live.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Normal, unlike any other marijuana or drug reform organization, is built from the ground up by grassroots activists. We are the Marijuana Smokers Lobby, and we aren't just anti-prohibition, we're pro-marijuana. Every week, we take some time to talk to the citizens of local Normal chapters across the country and around the world, as well as others who are working to make a difference in the fight to end adult marijuana prohibition. In this segment, we call grassroots activism.
And really, when we say grassroots activism, you can't get much more grassroots than to the roots of the grass itself, cultivating cannabis. And joining us here on camera two is Subcool from TGA, hanging out over here on the side. What's up, Sub?
Hey, guys.
grab a set of headphones there. You're over here on camera two.
Sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Say hi to the world.
Hi there. How you guys doing?
So this is so cool that we have this opportunity to get you here in the studio. And first off, I want to thank you personally for sponsoring our trip off to Los Angeles next week, getting us down there. That is such a big help in being a new sponsor here for the network. We love having you here.
Dude, you know, you guys rock. I really enjoy your show. You know that personally, I think you ought to have your own show on freaking regular radio or Sirius or
there
something
we go.
Like that. So.
XM Satellite, are you listening?
Dude, I think you're one of the wittiest guys out there, you know?
Well, thank you.
I listen to a lot of, I trim a lot of pot.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's probably good background stuff for when you're trimming.
Yeah. I've listened to everything you can listen to about history, you know? So now I've moved on into live stuff, and I just enjoy your show.
Well, thank you very much, man. Well, of course, people know you from TGA, you know, all the great strains that you got, Jack the Ripper, Jelly Bean, and so forth. Any new stuff on the horizon people should look forward to?
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about a couple of things. The first thing I want to talk about is some of the lab tests that we've been getting done and the results. One of the things that we came up just recently was the Cheesequake testing 24% THCA.
THCA. Now, THCA. Tell folks what that is, THCA.
Well, THCA is one of the autoimmune properties of cannabis. And you know, I wish I could give you some long, detailed scientific answer.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the knowledge of these cannabinoic acids are still new.
Yeah.
You know, we used to just focus on THC.
Yeah.
And then we focused on CBD. And now we're finding this whole range. Like the THCV works on the CB2 receptor. The THCA also works on the CB2 receptor. And the CB2 receptor is where our autoimmune system is basically plugged into.
Yeah.
So, the nice thing about this, and this is the funny part of it, because before we knew this, we loved it.
Yeah.
We loved Cheesequake. We smoked it, and it had a specific way of making us feel. It calmed us, yet it made us happy and laughing. My favorite story is Miss Jill was in the kitchen cooking, and she was laughing. And I said, "What are you laughing at?" She goes, "I'm fucking stoned." I just thought it was really cool. That is not a reaction that normal cannabis would elicit out of her.
Sure.
We smoke every day.
Huh. So the THCA is the new thing to look for.
Yeah. And then the other thing we're really excited about, I'm a little premature here, but the guys in the room are pretty excited about this, My partner, Dioxide, is working with the Harlequin Cut, which is a 8.75% CBD.
Yeah.
And we're crossing it with the Space Queen. And the reason we cross with Space Queen is because we know what properties he lends. So when we grow out the progeny, basically the children, and we look at them, and we you know, basically like kids, redhead, blondehead, blackhead, we can look and see, okay, we know what the Space Queen did, so is this Harlequin coming through?
Okay.
And is the CBD content coming up to these numbers, 7 and 8%? If we can take the Space Queen cherry flavoring and take this Harlequin and make it 8%, we would truly have something new, because the CBD strains don't taste so great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be polite.
Okay.
They're kind of sawdusty.
Well,
you know?
It's like we were talking about the Canatonic. It's kind of just doesn't taste
It's just
like
flat.
Anything.
It's not gross. It's not crappy.
It's functional.
It's functional. It's just flat. You smoke a bowl and you're like, okay. It works, though.
Yeah.
It really works. And so, you know, my thing, and you guys know this, I mean, my thing is all the flavor, you know, the terpenes. And so I just basically think that I can take these super high CBD strains out there and cross them with some of our really good tasting strains, and hopefully what we will get is a very tasty high CBD strain.
That's excellent, man. We love science. Love the science.
Love the science.
All right,
Thomas Dolby agrees.
So we'll do a little non-science. You've also got a clothing line that we need to show off.
Yeah.
And then we'll get the show and tell on some of the other stuff. But let's make sure people see this new gear.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about the gear first.
Okay.
There's a little history, and I'll be real short. Started a clothing company about 4 years ago. Having a clothing company sucks. Just the shipping of this stuff alone can make you bankrupt.
Sure.
You can make mistakes. So anyway, besides all of that, my idea was to have really cool shirts. So we first got started on a shoestring budget. We produced, you know, Fruit of the Loom and Gildan shirts, and they were the same shirts everybody else has.
Sure.
And so then I gave a guy 10 grand and asked him to go out and do this. And we had a sit down meeting, me and Dockside, where we explained we want shirts nobody else has. He didn't listen. And he wasted the money. And then we met Adam Hand. And Adam Hand, well, you know, he just was at the right place at the right time. I turned around one day, and there's an intelligent guy that makes T-shirts. I was like, you make T-shirts? He said, straight up for a living. It's not some part-time thing. I forget what you said, but it was just like, you know,
all day, every day,
I make T-shirts, you know. And so he turned me on to some organic hemp blends and some bamboo blends. And now, for the first time in my life, I have my own gear, which I'll show you guys, that's the softest and coolest clothes in my closet. I got 40 T-shirts, and now I'm reaching for the hemp tee. Not the Affliction shirt that I paid $55 for.
Yeah.
But that hemp shirt.
Because I've gotten, you know, some hemp T-shirts, like 55% hemp, 45% cotton. But they are kind of heavy. Like, in the summer gigs, it's really tough to wear them because they're so, you know, they're pretty heavy, you know, warm cloth.
So this is the extra large right here.
Yeah, let me switch to your cam here so we can get up close. Here we go.
We have multiple designs. Are we on cam with this?
Yeah, right there. You can bring it in even closer.
Okay. So one of the things that I really like is how good the ink is done on this shirt. Again, Adam did a great job.
The Science of Dank.
This is just our combination artwork. The thing about these shirts is how heavy they are. We figured this out when we started shipping them. They actually won't fit in a 6x6 box because they're so thick.
They're thick, yeah.
And they're heavy. And I reach for it every time when it comes out the washer because I like it so much. And the other style of this, organized here, sorry, this is called the Classic.
So I love this.
Very piece of first artwork that I actually came up with.
High THC content advisory, recessive genetics.
And Buzz, people walk up to me in store. Long before I had it, I have tank tops that I with this on it.
Yeah.
And people be in the store and you see, dude, badass shirt. And so I knew it was really cool. And then, of course, this one's just got a little logo on the
front. Those of you listening to the replay on the podcast, the logo on the front is like the parental advisory for the explicit lyrics, except it says high THC content advisory, recessive genetics. So.
Yeah, so we like these a lot. These are what I consider, you know, kind of like my work shirts, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm always in the garden working. These shirts don't tear easy. They're thick, they're warm. I really like these. Then he came up with this, and this is what I have on right now, which is the bamboo. The bamboo is so soft, so this is what it looks like.
Yeah, it is. That's nice.
Yeah, so it's really soft. It's really durable. It's also sustainable and organic, so we're doing something good for the planet. We're spending our money in the right places. Again, all things I wanted to do, I wanted good product. with good manufacturing and good production, and we got them now. So.
And that's cool that you bring up bamboo, too, because, like, I mean, we're all hempsters, right? Everybody's, oh, hemp, we're all hemp. Oh, yeah, hemp's great, but there's other things, too, that are sustainable that are also wonderful things to work with. Bamboo's one of them.
Yeah, and the thing about the bamboo, you know, I mean, it's such a soft shirt when you put it on. It's really comfortable. And, again, for me, when I go out at night with Miss Jill, and I want to represent, because I wear my, we were talking about this the other day online, and they were like, maybe you should produce a shirt that's less. I was like, you know, we're trying to make a statement.
Right.
You know? I pretty much am a walking, talking ad for cannabis. that's what I try to do. But I still want to dress nice.
Sure.
I can't be wearing some, you know, tie-dyed shirt when I'm going out some nice place with Miss Jill. So we came up with this fourth shirt, which.
You're down that camera again there for you.
Which I'll be wearing tonight at Helium Comedy Club. So. Yeah.
All black shirt with the Science of Dank TGA Genetics.
We call it the tuxedo.
There you go.
And then, really cool, you got your molecule inside.
Yeah.
I really thought you did.
That's something you'll get on the handmadeapparel.biz shirts. You check those out. Adam Hand's stuff always has that kind of side logo thing going on there. I like that style.
Yeah, I got an idea to putting something here, too, now. And that's the thing about Adam. He don't care where you put it. He just made our staff hoodies for our company. And, you know, he custom made them. We did a pink one for Miss Jill.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be tight. So anyway, the bad news about it is I still don't have the website up. So the website's, you just go to tgagenetics.com. You don't have to go anywhere different.
Right.
And there's a little link for the clothing. The actual site is tgaclothing.com. But we still can't get the shipping calculator to work. We tied it into UPS. You don't need to know all that.
No, I know how this goes.
They raised their rates Sunday.
Uh-huh.
They actually raised their rates. So their software is for shit.
It doesn't work now.
It doesn't work now. And so whatever. I mean, you know, it's trying to ship you guys shirts for about 20% less than they'll actually do it for.
Yeah.
As soon as we get that figured out, and, you know, basically if somebody has to have the gear anytime soon, they can always just email me at theweednerd@gmail.com.
Yeah, and Weednerd, we've been showing the Weednerd replays Tuesday night, so it'll be on tonight, 8 o'clock Pacific.
So you guys watch the Weednerd.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even understand the phenomena, because I figured I would get like 300 hits,
yeah,
and then everybody will go, okay, well, this is just sub smoking pot and talking,
yeah,
you know. And oh my God, I was watching a cake video the other day, and the Weed Nerd video has more hits than a cake video. How's that possible? But you know, we've been bringing it to you. You guys haven't seen it. 30 went up yesterday. I went to a 16 light garden, all TGA.
Oh,
the guy's been growing in Super Soil for 5 years. I never spoke to him, never knew him. What an honor. I went in the disguised garden. He's been growing 20 years. 5 years ago, he switched to Super Soil. It was unreal. It's like talking to me etched in stone. I was like, just water. Just water. I go, do you use any sugars? No, you said use water. I use water.
What the hell, man?
What the hell? When you see the dumbwaiter, he hooked up a 1,000-pound winch in his garage so he can put all the Super Soil buckets and winch them up to the second floor.
Wow.
Genius. Wow. So that's the kind of stuff. Instead of just me sitting in the office,
hillbilly magic.
I'm trying to go out, and you know, this guy's got about 20 strains growing in a medical garden. It's all really nice, and it's done well. And you guys have seen the mist,
yeah.
That's like the Del Monte pineapple of cannabis growing.
It's something.
I mean, yeah. Just so you'll know, he got 26 pounds on those 16 lights.
Oh my God. All right, so let's do some show and tell, because you got some show and tell goodies over there, I see, too.
Yeah.
Or do we have more gear, more clothing?
No, we have the basic four shirts.
Okay, the basic four. All right, so we're going to try this little, our little...
I love...
Science!
Science!
By the way,
high-tech engineering here.
I love that your surfboard is traveling with you.
Oh, dude!
Yeah,
we were in
Hawaii.
I like Hawaii.
All right, we're going to have the up-close cam here. Just put it right down there. I'll see if I can zoom in. See what we got there. Oh, so describe what we got here.
Just everyone, Russ is a damn genius with a webcam.
He is.
All right.
Okay, so this is Apollo 13 and Space Bomb Keith. But the way it was made is I just finished harvesting all the meds from my patients, and we use these little metal pans. So this is the shake that was left over. It's like that show Gold Rush.
Yeah.
You could see the keef on top of the bud. So I just poured it into my keef box and then took a stash jar and tapped on the side of it for about two minutes.
Pretty.
That's what fell through.
All right. Really good. So that's our first show and tell.
That's our first show and tell. Hey, can you hand me those jars over there?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm going to go off the magnifier.
Cleco's like a weed roadie.
Weed roadie.
Oh, I dropped the mic. I need that jar.
Clean the bong.
99% alcohol. Go, Cleco.
This is your classic Jack the Ripper.
See if I can get a zoom on this.
Lovely.
Comes in at 25% total cannabinoids.
It's like a dinosaur tooth for those at home.
We'll try this with the magnifier here, see if we can get a better shot.
You should be able to get trichome action out of it. That's been cured, by the way, for 14 months. So
that says pot doesn't make you patient. Are you joking? It's like weed Buddha.
It's like scotch.
For you guys listening on the podcast, you can check out the video of this episode at live.normal.org.
Yeah, we'll have all these close up. We got the 10X magnify on this, and they got little red hairs and trichomes. This is all very pretty, Subby.
Thank you very much. Pretty. Thank you very much.
This guy's an absolute artist. If you don't get it, you never will.
Yeah. It's like trying to explain jazz.
Well, you know,
except for this is good.
And I understand it.
You know, I was talking to pigs up here. I mean, I go in these grow rooms like the one at Mist and the one yesterday. I mean, these guys are so much better's not the right word. I mean, their grow rooms are so much more nicer. I do everything on such a simple scale. But I don't know. It just works for us.
All right, so
but each car manufacturer respects their, you know, a Porsche's get respect from Ferraris.
Yeah, this is definitely handmade cannabis.
Well, yeah, and I think you know, you use the car analogy. There's a lot of Chrysler 300s made. There's only a few Bugatti Veyrons.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of 300s that look like Bentleys. There's just a couple Bentleys. You know?
So on cam now is Apollo 13. I have been growing this clone for 13 years.
Wow.
And the nicest thing about that story is you guys know I've been inside and had to eat the soup, you know, a couple times. And people took care of it while I was away and got it back to me when I came out.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to take a short break. And when we come back, we will have more here with Subcool, TGA. Got Adam Hand in the house, Brian, and we got Todd. And God, who else is here?
Pigs.
Adam Hand and Coleco and John.
Big
and
Farmers here.
Cannabis Carries out there in the virtual chat room. We're going to have ourselves a good time here. It's a birthday. Best birthday I could ever ask for. Thanks for being here, guys. We're going to come back with more with Subcool and more here on the Normal Network. Stick around. We are the voice of the Marijuana Nation. Back in a couple.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.
Yo, what's up? This is Miles from Slightly Stupid. You're listening to Normal Show Live.
Okay. So that means that our whole solar system could be like one tiny atom in the fingernail of some other giant being. Oh, this is too much. That means that one tiny atom in my fingernail could be
one little tiny universe.
Could I buy some pot from you?
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
All right, we're going to go back to talking to Subcool and all the gang here in just a second, but I do have to get this out of the way. I have to mention that today is the fourth anniversary of me taking over this podcast for Normal. It was my 40th birthday present, as a matter of fact. So turning 44 today, and I want to thank all of our supporters out there for bringing me to the greatest job a guy could ever have. A couple of mentions of statistics. We're getting about 75,000 to 100,000 blog hits per month, depending on the month, you know, depending on the events and so forth. We get about 10,000 daily listeners between the live listeners, the podcast downloads, the player, you know, live stream players and so forth per day, and about 3,500 registered stashers out at the blog at stash.normal.org, people that are getting the downloads manually and, you know, subscribing to the email updates and so forth. You can keep on top of what's going on with the Normal Network by subscribing on Twitter to @NormalNet, and I'm @RadicalRuss. So thank you so much for being a part of this. We really appreciate it. Let's go back to the crew out here. We got Subcool hanging out, and Todd Armstrong, Ganja John, Ryan Blank. We got a pig farmer. We got Adam Hand, Coleco.
Who says that you lose short-term memory with marijuana, huh?
Belle, Biv, and DeVoe are all in the house.
Just like poison.
The girl from the poison videos here, she is not as hot as she once was. Now is the time to tend away from the poison cam.
And Pig Farmer brought the most beautiful girl in the room, the 4.0.
Oh, let's switch over to the Ganja John cam here.
Look at this thing.
Out of control,
take a look
man.
At this. We're out of control with the glass.
I have one of these at home, but I don't have the nice heady.
It's like a 1978 van made love to the devil and had a glass baby.
Awesome.
All it needs is a fucking Viking on the front of it. Yeah, and it's ready to go.
Some foam dice.
The recessed male piece with the nail drop in right there.
It's called the Innie Outie for those people at home.
About the best bubbler you can buy out there.
Sure is pretty. All right, let me go back to Bud Cam here, see if we can get a look at this. Somebody was telling us all about this. And what this was the Apollo 13 still?
Yeah, that's the Apollo 13.
That's beautiful. All right. So, are you heading down to L.A. for the cup?
No, I'm not.
No, yeah, going to cup work.
I'm busy. We're out of seven strains.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, still, you know.
It's actually the work time.
It's time to work.
Yeah. You know, June, San Francisco Cup.
Yeah.
You know, we're probably going to go. We play in the summer. I don't know when we started partying year round, but
that's what I'm trying to say. I've been to L.A. once already this year, and we have two more trips planned.
We got to space it out.
Yeah,
we're going to do Hemp Fest this year because we have a lot of fun there, and we're going to probably do the San Francisco Cup. And the rest of the time, we're going to work.
Yeah, those two take it out of you.
They really do.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, July is recovery time.
Yeah. and you know, if you don't mind me mentioning, you know, we're going to do the School of Dank. You guys know about that.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do the School of Dank again this year. If you don't know.
And I don't.
In November, we did a charity event in Seattle where I spoke and basically did a slideshow presentation of my new book, How to Grow Pot. It's Laws.
Right
there, Wards Law. And we raised $12,600 for autistic kids.
All right.
And we just gave it to the kids. We didn't give it to charities. We bought Fred Meyer food cards and Safeway food cards, and we gave
it
to kids. And there was such a good turnout, and we had such a good time, and we taught so many people the right way to grow organic cannabis. That we're going to do it again. We even had an Oprah moment. We gave everybody in the crowd a tincture.
Everybody gets a tincture!
but I didn't stress, don't drink the whole freaking 1 ounce bottle.
Oh.
And so by that evening at about 4:20, when we were doing what I thought was the most exciting part of the presentation, which was the bubble making and all the awesome hash shows.
Yeah.
20 people were asleep in the audience because of the teacher.
That's why Oprah waits for the end of the show.
Yeah. I learned next year the goodies will be handed out after the show. But anyway, we'll be doing that at the end of the year, and we do it in Seattle. It's for Washington growers only, and carded and all that stuff. It's a really small event. It's not some big, huge thing. But we think it's an awesome thing right at Christmas to give all these families.
That is awesome.
Using this whole power of sub-cool thing, we're going to do a Toys for Tots. Because people like to send me stuff. What if I just ask for stuff for kids?
Yeah, exactly. What happens sometimes, we have
he normally just plays with the Legos that you send him.
Yeah. No, Subby, you've got to give them to the kids this time. But the we report on dispensaries and other like normal groups and so on that will raise food for canned food drives or Toys for Tots things, and they get rejected.
Yeah,
they'll offer cash. They'll offer this donation. No, we can't take that. And we got one of our activists who had one of these charity people, got him on tape saying, if we were to come here with a check for $1 million for these sick kids, you'd reject it because we advocate marijuana reform? Yes, we would.
And that's why we didn't go to whatever. I'm sure the Autism Society is wonderful people and all.
Yeah.
We just chose to stay away from that.
Yeah. Just get directly the people need the help. That's cool. So give us the website people need to know for all this cool gear.
Just go to tgagenetics.com, and all the links are there.
Also, handmadeapparel.biz for Adam Hand, the t-shirt manufacturer.
Best shirt guy I ever dealt with.
To the Sativa Stars, man.
Yeah,
he's the man.
He does a good job. Makes it easy for you.
Hey, folks, hang out here for hour two, Toker Talk Radio. We're going to bring you more of discussion with the roundtable here. Take your calls at 971-533-7111. If you got a question for any of us or a topic you want to hear us talk about, I mean, you got one of the Pacific Northwest's greatest growers here, one of the world's greatest here. Give us a call, 971-533-7111. For everyone here in the studio and Cannabis Carry in Virtual Land, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.